Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Goldar and Thirman Sechus Menachos. Daf Yud Zayin. The end of the second parak, Hakometz as a Mincha, and the beginning of the third parak, Hakometz Rabba. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one, the Harifei de Pupendisa, the sharp ones of Pupendisa said, Haktara Mefagelis Haktara, burning of one Chatzimater can affect Pigel in the burning of another Chatzimater. Thus, burning the Kometz with intent to burn the Levona the next day makes Pigel. Although the Rabbanan hold one cannot affect Pigel with a Chatzimater, that's where he intended to eat the Shirayim the next day. But the Levona is Bemilsa Kaima, remained in its proper state. But whereas Pigel intent was about burning the Levona, Kamad de Chashibe Bekui Matir Dame, it's considered like he intended Pigel about the entire Matir. Rav Chisa was quoted as saying, Ein Haktar Mefagelis Haktar. Burning of one Chatzimater cannot affect Pigel in the burning of another Chatzimater. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds one can affect Pigel with a Chatzimater, that's only where his intent was about the Sharayim, the Kometz Matir Didu, because the Kometz is a permitter of the remnants. But since the Kometz is not a Matir of the Lavona, the Haktar of the Kometz cannot affect Pigel through intent about the Haktara of the Lavona. Point number two, Rav Hamnuna said, Haim milsa avali Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina gave this point over to me, but takiu ali kaku et talmudai, and it's as valuable to me as all my learning. If one was makdir the kometz with the intent to burn the Lavona and eat the shrine on the next day, it is pigel. The Gemara said, if he holds haktar of one chatzimater can make pigel with the other, like the Harifei de Pupendisa, or that one can make pigel with a chatzimater, like Rabbi Meir, he should have only mentioned the relevant part of the case. If he was teaching both, he should have discussed a case where he had one intent or the other. Therefore, Rav Adabar Ava says, the Rav Hamnuna holds, Ein haktar mefagelis haktara, and Ein mefaglim b'chatzimater. However, in this case, where he had pigel intent about burning the Lavona and eating the shrine, it does become pigel. The pashtoi machshava b'kuli mincha, because his pigel intent spread throughout the entire mincha. And point number three, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with the intent, lechol davar shein darchol lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbech, like for example the kometz of the lavona, lahakter davar shein darchol lahakter, or to burn on the mizbech, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz lezmano or chutz lemkomo. The Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yazir's source. The double phrase heyachol yeachel hints to two kinds of consumption, achilos adam, human consumption, and achilos mizbeach, consumption of the mizbeach, referring to haktara, teaching that pigel intent also applies to haktara. Rabbi Eliezer additionally compares the two, teaching that mechashim achilos adam u'mizbeach, one can have intent about something meant for human consumption to be consumed by the mizbeach, and vice versa. Rabbi Zer objected that if Rabbi Eliezer considers a pigel midaraisa, it should incur karas. Yet Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer does not obligate karas in this case. Rav Asi replied that Tanaim disagree whether Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is the Rabban or deraisa. However, the basis for this machlokas Tanaim is rejected. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Harifei de Pupendisa, the sharp ones of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara, burning of one chatzimater can affect pigel in the burning of another chatzimater. Thus, burning the kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day makes pigel. Although the Rabbanan hold one cannot affect pigel with a chatzimater, that's where he intended to eat the shirayim the next day. But the Lavona is bemilsa kaima, remained in its proper state. But whereas pigel intent was about burning the Lavona, kamad de chashibe b'kui matir dame, it's considered like he intended pigel about the entire matir. Rav Chisa was quoted as saying, Ein haktar mefagelis haktar. Burning of one chatzimater cannot affect pigel in the burning of another chatzimater. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds one can affect pigel with a chatzimater, that's only where his intent was about the shirayim, the kometz matir didu, because the kometz is a permitter of the remnants. But since the kometz is not a matir of the lavona, the haktar of the kometz cannot affect pigel through intent about the haktara of the lavona. Point number two, Rav Hamnuna said, Haim milsa avali Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina gave this point over to me, but takiu ali kaku et talmudai, and it's as valuable to me as all my learning. If one was makdir the kometz with the intent to burn the Lavona and eat the shrine on the next day, it is pigel. The Gemara said, if he holds haktar of one chatzimater can make pigel with the other, like the Harifei de Pupendisa, or that one can make pigel with a chatzimater, like Rabbi Meir, he should have only mentioned the relevant part of the case. If he was teaching both, he should have discussed a case where he had one intent or the other. Therefore, Rav Adabar Ava says, the Rav Hamnuna holds, Ein haktar mefagelis haktara, and Ein mefaglim b'chatzimater. However, in this case, where he had pigel intent about burning the Lavona and eating the shrine, it does become pigel. The pashtoi machshava b'kuli mincha, because his pigel intent spread throughout the entire mincha. And pointing with you, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with the intent, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbeach, like for example the komets of the lavona, lahakter davar shein darcho lahakter, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz lezmano or chutz lemkomo. The Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yehuda's source. The double phrase "heyachol yeachel" hints to two kinds of consumption: achilas adam, human consumption, and achilas mizbeach, consumption of the mizbeach, referring to haktara, teaching that pigul and ten also applies to haktara. Rabbi Eliezer additionally compares the two, teaching that mechashiv achilas adam u'mizbeach, one can have intent about something meant for human consumption to be consumed by the mizbeach, and vice versa. Rabbi Zer objected that if Rabbi Eliezer considers a pigul midaraisa, it should incur karas. Yet Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer does not obligate karas in this case. Rav Asi replied that Tanaim disagree whether Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is the rabban or deraisa. However, the basis for this machlokas Tanaim is rejected. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Zayin. Our standard Siman is a used car salesman. So here goes. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day. And his friend, never want to be outdone, said he once burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shirayim the next day. He replied he once saw someone burn the Komets with intent to eat the Lavona the next day. Once again, slow motion. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Harifi de Pupendisa, the sharp one of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara. Burning of one chatzi matir can affect pigul in the burning of another chatzi matir. Thus, burning the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day makes pigul. Rav Chisda was quoted as saying, "In haktar mefagelis haktar, burning of one chatzi matir cannot affect pigul in the burning of another chatzi matir." So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shirayim the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if one burned the Komets intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shirayim the next day. So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shirayim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the Komets with intent to eat the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with intent, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbeach, for example, the Komets or Lavona, lahakter davar shein darcho lahakter, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz lezman or chutz lemkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So once again, when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Komets with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shirayim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the Komets with intent to eat the Lavona the next day. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah Bachur. So here goes. When the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kmitzah with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas about Kmitzah with intent to burn Lavona Lamachar the next day, and we get into the topic of Ein Matir Mefagel as a Matir. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kmitza with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend the Tzar, who came along for the celebration, gathered up the Lavona, making it Pasul, which reminds us, Rabbi Yannai said, Likud Lavona Bazar Pasul. If the gathering of the Lavona from the top of the flower is done by a non-Kohen, the Mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason, Mishum Halacha Naguba. They connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of a Mincha, since gathering up the Lavona brings it closer to the Mizbeach. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kmitza with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend the Tzar, who came along for the celebration, gathered up the Lavona, making it Puzzle. The bar mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the bezichon of the lechem apanim with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one burned the two bezichon of the lechem apanim with the intent to eat echod min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, osu achalav osu aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigel and incurs karis, but the other is merely puzzle and does not incur karis. The chamim say both are fully pigel. Daf Yadal. So the simon Daf Yadal is Yad, hand, and we use a juggler for the simon. So here goes. At the mock Pigel juggling show, that must be on Daf Yadal, hand, juggler. At the mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on votos done on the Adam Yisbech and not those done in the Heicho, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Pigel for Davar Hanasi Bechutz of a Chatos Pinimios. So at the mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done on the outer Mizbeach and not on those done in the Eichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim and the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi considers Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim separate items for Pigel, but they can be combined. So at the mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done in the Adam Yisbeach and not on those done in the Heicho. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim of the Lechem Apanim either separately or together. And a third one juggled Shechita Knives and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodas can be combined for Pigel, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Pigel and tens during different avodas. Dav Tezvav, so the Siman Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen to put one of the Shtei Lechem into a Tamei fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be on Dav Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit, fruit bowl. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen to put one of the Shtei Lechem into a Tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that if one challah of the Shtei Lechem of Shavuos became Tamei, or one Seder of the Lechem upon him became Tamei, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, a Tamei v'tumaso v'tahor ye'ochel. The Tamei one remains in its tumah state, but the Tahor one may be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains it's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, she'en karbon tzibur chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is tamei, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say that the tahor part remains valid. So the rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Lechem into a tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the Kohen in Zerika on the Kivsei Atzeres into thinking about eating a kazayis of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigel, but not the nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if nesachim become pigel along with the carbon. Daf Tezayin, so the similar Daf Tezayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The Pigel Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. The Pigel Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigel intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one had Pigel intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not of the Lavona, or during the burning of the Lavona, but not of the Kometz, Reb Meir says it is Pigel and obligates Karis, but the Chachamim say, Ein bo Karis ad shiyafago bo koa matir, it does not incur Karis unless he intends Pigel during the entire permitter, meaning the burning of both the Kometz and Lavona. So the Pigel Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigel intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona, as another did somersaults as he did Holacha of the Mincha, but not the Lavona with Pigel intent, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Pigel b'Holacha, if one had Pigel intent while bringing the Kometz, but not the Lavona, to the Mizbeach, is this considered Pigel of a Chatzi Matir? Rabbi Yochanan says, Holacha k'kamitza. Bringing is the same as kamitza. Just as kamitza makes Pigel with intent about just the Kometz, since there's no parallel kamitza of Lavona, so too Holacha of just the Kometz makes Pigel. Reish Lakish says, Holacha k'katara. Bringing is the same as burning. Just as burning just the Kometz with Pigel intent does not make Pigel according to the Chachamim, so too Holacha of the Kometz with Pigel intent does not make Pigel. Since Lavona also requires Holacha, the Holacha of the Kometz is only half the Avoda. So the Pickle Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over a mizbeach with pickle intent during the burning of the kometz, but not the Lavona. As another did somersaults as he did halacha of the mincha, but not the Lavona with pickle intent. Wowed the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time, while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the kometz on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire kometz and Lavona were finished. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Hikdir shumshum lecho shumshum. If one burned a sesame-sized piece of the kometz on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, achikala kometz kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire kometz and lavona were finished, there's a three-way machokes between Rav Chista, Rav Hamanuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigel, one says it is merely pasel, and one says it is kasher. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuffy the question of burning the kometz for shirayim shechasru can affect pigel or remove me'ila? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do b'makokes of pigel intend about one challah makes the other challah pigel? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do b'makokes about pigel intend to eat items meant for haktara or vice versa? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that the avodas of mincha perform with intent of chutzla zmano are chayiv kares, not chutzlim komo? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do makokas if nechasim become pigel along with the carbon? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if one burned the kometz intending to burn the lavona and eat the shirayim the next day? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a three-way machlokas regarding how much of the lavona must remain until the kometz is burned? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that ain't achil of haktarim at starfin, that intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a gazayis? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have machokas if haktara mefagelis haktara? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we have the machokas about kmitza with intent to burn lavona the next day, which gets us into ain mati mefagel as a matir? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.